Welcome to Kinky Sex Radio.
It's Wednesday, which means it's time for Kinky
Sex Radio.
Kinky Sex Radio. Ow! We almost did it at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm Professor Tom, with me as always.
Mistress Dominion. Hello.
Mistress Dominion de Chagrin, a gadabout. Oh, man. Are you still sick?
A little, yeah.
Do I sound as rough as I think I sound? My voice to me sounds real bad.
Does mine still sound bad? At least I have one.
You know what?
I'm not squeaking.
With women, it makes it sexy.
Oh.
Because it's that, hi, I'm Mistress Dominion. With guys, it just sounds like.
I hope I don't sound like you.
Yeah,
when you say my name.
Our apologies for horrible. Missing last week.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, everyone.
Mistress Dominion had what did you have? Seasonal influenza.
I had seasonal influenza that and upper respiratory infection. I finally got on real drugs.
Real drugs
on Sunday, thanks to my friend Reverend Robbie Reck, who acquired some antibiotics for
very
me.
Nice. And this week, to make it up for you, this is going to be the viewer mail. Viewer, it's a podcast. It's how can they see us? Viewer, they're looking
in the
windows.
We always call it viewer mail.
It's freaking David Letterman. That's
yeah,
why.
Exactly.
No, it's listener mail.
Listener mail.
And I want to mention a couple of things before we get started that I always forget. First things, if you have time, and it takes 3 seconds, so make a little time, would you please go to kinkysexradio.com, kinkysexradio.com. Right there on the front page, you're going to see a black box that says Podcast Alley. Click that and vote for us. You don't have to worry. You have to put an email address. That's so they don't cheat and
yeah,
just keep voting.
You have to verify your email
yeah.
address too. So what
right.
essentially what you do is you plug in your email address. You're not going to get spam from us at all. You plug in your email address, you go back, it says okay, vote verified, and then you go back
yeah,
and you click
nothing
it.
To it. The reason we like you to do this though, it helps us because you get on that front page of the top 10, whatever, you get a lot of listeners. People who are looking for podcasts, they go to the top 10. Now the reason it helps everyone in the community is the more times we're on the top 10, the more times the mainstream press, that's where they look also. So when Newsweek does a story, they don't dig down. I think we're like number 134 out of 11,000 podcasts. So already we're kicking butt.
With 3 weeks under our belts?
That's amazing, isn't it? Well, we got a really good listener base. So if you guys have a chance to do that, and if you haven't subscribed to the show, please subscribe to the show because that increases our numbers as well.
Yes,
you can
yes.
do all that through kinkysexradio.com. And if you want to get in touch with us, like these folks have that we're covering this week, you dial in kinky. Dial in. This is how old I am.
You freak.
You type in kinky at kinkysexradio.com. That email goes directly to Mr. Dominion and myself. Or you can call us. How
yes.
old school are we?
We have something new for you.
Yeah, we got voicemail.
Voicemail.
The voicemail number, 206-350-1206. So 206-350-1206. And if you missed any of that, you can find it all at kinkysexradio.com.
And I want to add something, too. I'm not getting those voicemail messages. Professor Tom is picking those up. So no hanky-panky on the phone when you leave messages. If you want a session with me, you can visit me at my website.
Yes, that number I just gave you is most definitely not a phone sex number.
Right.
It's for questions. Though, honestly, we haven't had the first couple of weeks on MySpace, we had that problem. Nah, not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore.
Well, people are starting to get the idea. What is happening is a lot of our new friends are coming from old friends. Mm. They're passing it along going, hey, check out this radio program.
Word of mouth.
And not like, hey, look at this girl. She's pretty.
Wow.
You know? Well, hey, either way.
Thanks,
you know?
Y'all.
Friends are friends, man. I'll take them.
Right.
So let's get started. I'm just gonna roll.
Oh, you're not going to let me plug my website?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
MistressDominion.com. There yeah. you go. Okay. And now I'm finished.
That's it? Okay.
I finished my thought. Well, you interrupted.
I thought you were going to have a big like that.
Bang.
So here's a question from one of our MySpace friends. Okay, so I'm having issues about sex. I realized that I am a sadist. Congratulations.
Yay.
Welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm.
I have this interest in brutalizing women during sex. Not like beating,
whoa.
But making it hard for them to walk from going too crazy. I'm not sure. From going too crazy or thrusting too hard. Oh, I see how that's supposed to be. Okay.
Okay.
Hard for them to walk from going too crazy or thrusting too hard. An admirable goal.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Also,
but
I realized he's into being choked. I'm not. And here's his question. I'm not exactly sure how to go about one, springing this onto new partners, and two, how to find others who are into the same things. Any advice?
Okay, well, let me start by one thing. Choose your words more carefully. If I hear somebody say, I'm into brutalizing women, I'm kicking you right in the friggin' nuts. boom. Okay. He just has, I think it's an egotistical thing where he wants to, you know, everybody wants to see their woman walking funny because, you know,
that's
they,
the goal.
They made that.
Yeah.
I did that to her.
That's right. You can't walk. Tell your friends.
Tell
your friends, baby.
As far as the asphyxiation goes, it's pretty common. It's also known as breath play, and it is known to heighten the feel of the orgasm when you have air restriction going on there.
Now, as far as the questions, number one, springing this on to new partners, we covered that in the first podcast. If you go to the archives on the website, how to tell him or her you're into BDSM. I think it's the first topic we covered because that is a big, big issue.
Communication, choosing your words wisely. You know, I think Tom and I were talking about this earlier. It's about if you want to bring somebody into your world, make the scenario about them more than about you. Hey, honey, it really turns me on when I bang the crap out of you and you walk funny. You know,
that's not a Hallmark card.
That's not a Hallmark situation right there. You know, if you're like, I just want to make love to you so hard that you walk funny. Well, that kind of sounds better. You know,
and you know what, brother? I got news for you. She thinks the same thing. It's just not making you walk funny from thrusting. It's a female verse. She wants to fuck you so hard. You can't think of anything else for 15 years. You know, I mean, there's you always want that. That's what you want is you want your partner. Both men and women want to have their sexual prowess recognized.
Right.
And they want that. Yeah, I mean, I've been with women who are like, "You, who's your mama? Come on." You know, and that's...
So that's a desirable thing,
too. That's
fun. That's a desirable
thing. So she has the same sort of feeling. It's just a different way of going about it.
Yeah.
The other question is actually an easy one. How to find others who are into the same things. Bondage.com is a good place to start.
Get online. Get with your online community, folks.
You know, even easier, though, I found than going to the online route. Go online to bondage.com or something like it. Go to the forums, go to the little, they have regional sections.
Mm-hmm.
Type in basically what you put here. Hey, I'm into this, this, and this.
Right.
My age, a little bit of background. We'd like to know a little bit about you. Are there any local clubs? I'm sorry if you're going to hear a lot of us coughing in the background. We're still a little sick. And just type exactly that. When I moved to New Orleans and when I moved to Chicago, both times I put up, not like a personal, but hey, new couple here in Chicago, just moved from New Orleans, looking for just some people to hang out with. And I met a lot of nice people and went and had coffee. I had a couple last week, you know, really fun, had a blast.
Right.
So it's nice, not necessarily looking for a date, just looking for like-minded people.
Right.
Let's go to the next one here because we got, man. Ooh,
we got lots.
Here we go. 42-year-old, straight male. His fetish, this is a good one. His fetish is nipple play at strip clubs. For a tip. Girls will play with and pinch my nipples until I come. That's a good gig. That's nice.
That's really good.
Afterwards, now here's the thing. Afterwards, for a few days, my nipples are painfully sore and bruised, and usually a scab forms. I'm completely new to this type of thing, so I have two questions. Is there anything I can do to aid recovery? Also, is there any possibility of long-term damage to my nipples if I engage in this periodically? Please reply if you thanks in advance. I'll keep listening to your show. Well, thank you so much. And this is a PC is the signature.
Okay.
So thank you, PC, for listening. Thank you for your question. This is a fun one. So fetish, he's got a real nice fetish going here, though. I mean, nipple play till you orgasm as a male.
That's a great trigger.
That's nice. That's hardwired in there.
Yes, it is.
So congratulations on figuring that out. Because that's going to be, hey, what more fun can you have? I mean, she... now, what you've got here is basically a medical question, however.
Right.
And I sent PC some links in an email back to him to some medical, because what you need to know is long-term damage, blah, blah, blah. That part I have not found a good answer for. Is there long-term damage to male nipples from this behavior? However, if you're engaging in anything that is breaking the skin, extreme bruising, or especially scabbing, treat it like a piercing, meaning you keep the area extremely clean. Now, with male nipples, unless you're a construction worker, doesn't get particularly... I can't think last time my nipples got dirty. You know, I'm not a mud wrestler, a professional, you know, construction worker.
Right, right.
So keeping that area clean is easy, but what if this were happening on the penis, on, you know, on the scrotum, what have you? That would be more difficult. Little moister area, sweatier area, what have you.
Right.
So be very careful about infection. aside from that, it sounds like you've got, you go to the strip club, you pay the girls, everybody's happy, you have an orgasm, yippee. Life cannot get better than that. I mean, that's the way to rock the fetish, my friend. You're new to it, and you figured it out. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It sounds like you got it going on. Moving on?
Moving on.
Okay, Andre from Australia. This is the nice thing about doing a podcast.
Yes.
You do a radio show, you get maybe, if you're big like Howard Stern, sure, all of a man cow out of Chicago, syndication. What's kind of cool, though, is
fucking
we,
man
in our living room.
Moving right along.
In our living room, we got a guy in Australia. First, let me congratulate you guys with a very interesting podcast.
Thank you.
It's very nice of you. That's the way to start a question, people. Take yes. note. Stroking Butter our huge ego.
Stroking.
I'd like to mention that Ms. Kinky has a lovely voice.
Ms. Kinky?
Ms. Kinky.
Would that be me or the other girl?
That'd be you.
Thank you.
I don't know how nice our voices are this week.
Yeah, right.
He has always wanted to have sex with big, beautiful women.
Okay.
BBWs.
Right.
Mm. But he doesn't like to be seen with them in public because he's ashamed of it. Now, this sounds very shallow to women, but guys, yes. This is just how we're wired. This has led him to a lot of problems, heartaches, etc. I can understand. It's a conundrum. He's got a quandary
okay.
going.
All right.
He's currently in a relationship with an average-sized girl, and I want her to gain weight. Now, see, we go from an easy one to a hard one.
No, that's not difficult at all. That's, you know, again, the ego. It's all about him. Well, it's not about him, especially if he's in a relationship with a girl that he wants to gain weight. What happens when she gains the weight that he wants? He's going to boot her because he's going to be embarrassed of her.
That is tough. Yeah. What do you do when she gains the weight and you're ashamed of her?
My suggestion is you compromise. If you really like her, if you want to stay with her, then you stay with her. And you go rent Shallow Hal and you watch it.
It's tough when you're trying to explain. I think that women and men live in such different biological worlds. we really do. Whenever men try and describe their sex drive, we sound so petty and shallow.
You are.
Well, yeah, but
now,
these are things that are important
now.
To us.
Now, that's, you know, more now.
I want a woman made entirely of breast. I believe that was Eddie Izzard's line.
Eddie.
I'm holding out for a woman made entirely of breast. And that's kind of how most men feel. It's a shame. He's got a bit of,
maybe that's how the big women feel.
If he wants, he wants to have sex with big, beautiful women, but he's got an average-sized girl. Unless you can't, and this is because I come from a polyamorous background, so my mind immediately turns to, well, then, you know, hook everybody up and run the train. But
you know,
not an answer for the average person.
No, that's, honestly, what you're going to, I don't know how old this guy is. How old is he?
Doesn't say.
Okay, well, you know, it's a matter of, I think the embarrassment of being seen with the bigger women is based on a lack of what's the
maturity
word?
A
lack of experience and maturity. In that, you know, eventually in your life there comes a time where you stop living your life for other people or by their guidelines or their rules. So, you know, you're going to get what you want one way or another. So you either have to be man enough to step up to the plate and decide, what are you doing with the controls, Tom?
Keep talking.
You're either going to do what you want and date the girl that you want, or you're going to push the girl that you're with away from you because, you know, maybe she doesn't want to put on weight. You know, you're actually talking about possibly ruining someone's life.
Yeah, there is a health issue involved with any sort of weight gain as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm fiddling with my new mixer.
He's playing with his knobs over here.
I think an easy solution, move to Chicago. Fifth fattest city in America. You know, nobody's even going to blink twice at you when you walk around with a big, beautiful woman. Let's see. Maybe. This is just a compliment. Everyone, she thinks it's a wonderful podcast about kink that is educational and uncensored. Had to give it a listen, enjoyed it, found it funny at times, and it is nice. She added us as a friend.
Yay.
We love you. We love you, matey.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Here's a question from an unnamed, and I've been talking with this gentleman online. He had a great session with his mistress Saturday, and it's Tuesday when I got this email.
Okay.
How long can subspace last? I'm still flying. She is good. There's like six O's there.
Okay.
So, from an unnamed gentleman. Now, he had a session with a mistress, and she did things like, for example, spanking.
Mm-hmm.
He was not into spanking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't know he was into spanking.
He was.
Turns out he was very into, or at least at that moment, he was very into spanking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what queued him up there. He loved it. And he went for it. This is Tuesday. He sent me another email to what we were talking back and forth. He mentioned 2 days later, still flying.
Okay. Well, so he's in love.
Yeah.
Or lust. He's in love or he's in lust.
He's in lust.
Subspace lasts as long as you don't have to think rationally, quite frankly. Once you start having to do the mathematics of rational thinking, subspace is over. That's literally what it is. If he's in love or in lust with his mistress, hell yeah, that's the job. That's the point. You know, it's her job and much to her benefit to put him in positions and situations that are new to him and exciting to him. That's exactly what the mistress is there for.
Yeah, and it sounds like she rocked his world. Yeah, good on you. Yeah, she's worth every penny, my friend. Mm-hmm. Don't change a damn thing. Another one here. Would you guys ever do a show or at least comment on the subject of diapers and adult babies?
Infantilism.
Yeah. Yes. We'll do both. Here, I'll continue. Let me do this and then we'll talk about it. His wife is a dominant and he's a submissive. Mm-hmm. And she uses diapers as humiliation and control.
Okay.
He was forced to wear them all day with no bathroom privileges or tied to the bed until he lost control and wet himself. She treats me like a baby sometimes, but I was wondering if you would talk about it.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, we
sure
will.
We'll
That's
talk
what
about
we do.
It.
It's a talk radio program.
Okay, both sides of the coin. She's all using right. it for humiliation and controlling purposes.
Mm-hmm.
He's liking it. Perfectly normal.
Yeah.
You know, in the deal with infantilism, it's being taken care of. It's the loving dominant that you're receiving as opposed to sensual domination or corporal punishment. So it's an entirely different kind of giving and being taken care of. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit that.
Okay.
So, yes, very popular.
Awesome. And just to touch on the first point, we are going to, in the future, we just got, if you hear us kind of shuffling the mics around, we just got brand new mics, a brand new mixer. We discovered
it's
that...
It's cool.
What was it, a couple of, like I think 2 weeks ago, we hit 300 subscriptions on iTunes.
Crashed our servers.
Yeah, well, no, the average podcast doesn't even get to 100 if they're lucky. And we thought we had a lot longer to get a lot better before people kind of found us.
And people are writing in, you know, if you did this with the microphones, you wouldn't hear that.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, really? Awesome, because I don't know any of that. So this goes to the diaper question, though. The
yes.
reason we don't have a third and fourth person in the room is there's two microphones. And so we'd love to bring in, and we will start bringing in and interviewing essentially people who are experts in one or two areas and really get someone in here to talk about infantilism or specifically diaper play or and really delve into it. So in future shows, keep listening. You're going to hear us getting into specific fetishes and really drilling someone's brain, you know, really picking someone's brain specifically.
In other words, we'll have somebody in the studio, if you will, that will represent the listener.
Yeah, exactly. That's the dream. And then eventually a roundtable discussion sort of thing.
Another thing too is when you're writing in, if you could be more clear about, you know, what it is that you're looking for. Do you want the dominant side? Do you want the submissive side? Do you want a general purpose side? You know,
right.
Let us know so that we know how to answer your questions.
And remember, you can also, if you have a means to do it, you can record and email me the WAV file or MP3 file. So if you have a microphone on your computer, you can email or you can leave a voicemail. The voicemail will cut off at, I think, 45 seconds or a minute.
Talk fast.
Or call back three times. I got no problem with that. It doesn't run out. It's not like I pay by the minute, so you call as many times as you want till you're done talking.
We're sick of redialing.
Yeah, you don't want to sit and type for a half hour, I understand. But if you have a microphone on your computer, it doesn't have to be good sound quality. I can deal with it as long as I can understand you. Send it on in. Maxwell, thanks a lot. I love the show. Can't wait for the next one.
Yay.
I think you guys are probably the best upcoming podcasters of them all. Of them all.
Of them all.
And tell Mistress Dominion she is very hot. Mistress Dominion, you're very hot.
With two T's?
With two T's.
With two
that was
T's.
The one with two T's.
Hot.
And Professor Tom, you're an awesome dude. I'm an awesome dude. Well, thank you, Maxwell. That's very kind.
Yes.
Oh, here's one I got from a podcaster. He listened to the show to give me some, you know, I'm on this podcaster's forum with other tech guys, and I say, hey, listen and give me some critiques because I need to learn, you know, how's the sound quality, blah, blah, blah. And one of my favorite vidcasts, so he has a video podcast, called The Cult of UHF, which if you go to our website and look in the show notes, he's got kind of a weird It's cultofuhf.libsyn.com, L-I-B-S-Y-N. Just go to the show notes. I'll have a link there. The Right Reverend, Reverend Shumley is his name.
The really, Right Reverend? I can't even say that. Can you say it?
The Right Reverend, Reverend Shumley. He plays this, well, maybe he's not playing. Maybe this is really him. He's dressed sort of like a bishop or a priest, and he comes on, he does this. It's the Cult of UHF. And then he plays like he played Reefer Madness.
Yeah.
And then he comes on at the end. So it's back in the day when UHF played really weird stuff and these oddball hosts. That's what he's doing. But he's got this Cult of UHF. It looks like he's in a church. It's like a backdrop going on. But it's kind of cheap, but that's kind of awesome. Cool because that's what he's doing.
I remember UHF. That's back when I used to be the remote control.
Yeah, he did the Stooges, the Three Stooges. Played one of those, a Betty Boop cartoon. Really, really cool.
That's
but
awesome.
Here's his,
what's he say?
His observation, which I've gotten from a lot of people who are listening to the show and aren't into BDSM. Starts off, great show, guys. While I'm not into BDSM per se, I really enjoy the insights you two have into the world of your show. Keep up the good work, Right Reverend Shumley.
Cool.
So we've gotten a lot of emails from people who are saying essentially that, like, hey, I'm not into this kind of thing, but I like listening to it. So sort of touring.
Great.
So welcome. Thank you so much for subscribing. That's very nice.
He subscribed?
As far as I know. He's downloaded one.
Subscribe or else.
Subscribe or die. And then I've got our last one here, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I've been listening to your show for a while, and I love it, but I'm kind of in a bind. No pun intended. Get it? In a bind? It's okay. I'm 18, and I'm really interested in BDSM, and have watched it and read up on it for quite some time now, about 2 years. I'm looking to be a participant, and I have no idea where to start. First of all, I'm afraid I might be too young to be taken seriously, and I don't feel like hooking up with some strange 40-year-old lady either. I'm also, I understand.
I don't
18,
blame
them. Yeah, you know, 18. Though yep. I must say there's something to be said for older women, but it's okay.
No.
You'll learn, boy. You'll learn.
Let him take his time. Don't rush the boy.
I'm also afraid most of the girls I've had sexual relationships with, well, some of them are too good. You know what I mean by good?
Too straight-laced.
Yeah, yeah, and I couldn't even ask them to do some of the things I would like to try. And the other ones, well, there were two. Both of them were very pretty and had great bodies. And there you go.
He's 18,
that's what you want when you're 18. Right. That's what you want when you're 41.
Yeah.
If we're guys.
To have and to get.
we never stop wanting that. But here's the problem. He had to take the dominant role in the relationship. And they were very into drugs. And he says, like, hardcore drugs.
All right.
And eventually, I just didn't want to get involved with that scene.
Good for you.
Yeah, awesome. One, I got to do favors on a trip to the beach, and we would go out in a public place at night and have sex. It excites me to do that.
Okay.
And the other one, I told out a corset fetish, and she dressed up for me, but not exactly corset, more lingerie style.
All right.
But none of them really took anything seriously. And all I'm looking for is someone to explore with. I have a foot fetish and a huge corset fetish. I'm sure he doesn't mean huge corsets. I'm sure he means the fetish.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, well, at this age, who can I find to share these intimate experiences with? It is okay to identify me as Husker on your show if I'm lucky enough to have a letter. Please help Husker. And he attached a picture.
Aww.
He's a good-looking kid.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll look at it.
He will not have a problem getting a 40-year-old woman, should he ever need one.
Okay.
Not good-looking young man. I'll show you when we finish up here. I'll show you a picture of him. Yeah, he sent a couple of them.
All right.
And so here's...
They're not naughty, are they? I don't want
to
see...
No. He's a little classier than that. You can tell from the way he writes. He's actually quite well-read, it seems.
Okay.
So you go ahead.
My input is, you know, he's not going to be taken seriously because at 18, you're not supposed to be taking sex seriously. You're supposed to be taking the aspects of sex seriously, like, you know, the safe sex play and stuff like that. But he can do things like in Chicago, we have TNGC, which is nextgenerationchicago.org, which is meant for BDSM participants up to the age of 35. It kind of filters out the old freaky people, you know, because, you know, you got to say when you get to a certain age, you know, they've kind of gone beyond some limits here. And it's creepy to have somebody that's much older than you hitting on you. Oh, don't worry, honey, I'll show you the ropes.
Yeah, I think you would feel like you were always junior. You
well,
know what I mean? You
can
never really get...
You can't really relate to a lot of people. You got to keep it within your ranks. And we were talking about getting in touch with your online community. Bondage.com, one of our favorites. You find out, you know, the areas. There are usually groups of people that get together within a certain age range that do talk about the BDSM lifestyle. And if there isn't one, then why not start one? You know, be proactive. Why
that's,
not start?
That's a good point.
That's a great way to meet people too.
Also, from what I may be reading a bit into this, but it sounds like also part of his problem might be he's a little shy.
Well, yeah, you're always shy when you want something and you're afraid you're going to lose it. You know, again, the communication is key. If you want to tell a girl that you'd like to see her in a corset, then you tell a girl, I think you'd look absolutely stunning in a corset.
And I got to tell you, dude, one thing you may be thinking is that the fetishes you have are uncommon. Let me tell you, buddy.
Very common.
About as common as water on this planet. That is, I don't know a single person, maybe they don't want to do it, but they are turned on by the thought of
sex
in public or being caught, being bad. That is huge. That's right up there with spanking or
blindfolding. Doesn't mean that you should do it everywhere and every chance that you get. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to disrespect yourself or those around you.
Right.
And you can get ticketed for that. We won't talk about my friend who did get ticketed for that.
Oh, Lord. That's the kind of ticket you frame. There you go. Yeah, that's right, buddy.
I think they could probably paper a wall with
those. Really? They get caught up? That's just unlucky. That's not kinky. That's bad karma.
Silly. That's silly. I got to think, you know, you're trying to get caught now. That's just tacky.
But also keep in mind, Husker, that you may not need to actually be in public, if that makes sense. Sometimes you can have a reality threshold where you just can kind of pretend you might get caught. For example, go in your own closet in your home and pretend it's a closet. You know, it depends on you, depends on the girl, depends on the mood, but there's a reality
threshold.
Maybe
leave the door unlocked. Somebody might walk in at any moment, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So you can kind of play with where you are, and you can also baby step her. Since he mentions females, that it's her situation.
We're not trying to teach you exhibitionism, because, again, exhibitionism can tend to infringe on other people's rights. And you don't want to disrespect the girl.
Just be very, very careful. And I think that's part of what he's dealing with, is that he has been very careful. And, anytime you hear hard drugs, that's not a trade-off you want to make. There are many, many more fun addictions, like, for example, corsets. That's a great one. He's got a big old corset fetish. Rock that. You know what? I think the best way to go there, I think you could get a 17, 18-year-old girl to dress up for you. Just buy her a corset. There's her gift. You know,
tell her she looks lovely in it. We love hearing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just pay us compliments and you'll keep getting what you want, you know?
There you go.
It's pretty simple.
That's our view, but we're out of time.
Y'all are cut off.
No more for you. That is ours.
None for you.
Well, we've got a ton more emails. Keep sending them in. We will get to you. We'll catch up. Need to. I'll do three shows a week to catch up with viewer mail. Once we're back from the mend, we've got the OJ in us and everything else, we will certainly catch up. Other than that, if you want to get in touch with us, you can go to kinkysexradio.com. If you want to email us, kinky@kinkysexradio.com. If you'd like to book a session with Mistress Dominion, you can go to mistressdominion.com. Mistressdominion.com. And if you want to talk to us, or leave us a message, I guess I should say, you can do 206-350-1206. Until next week, my name is Professor Tom.
It's Mistress Dominion. Play safe so you can play longer. Take care, y'all.